R&J Broadcasting, farm broadcaster Leif Bakken here with Farm Rescue Program Manager Dan Erdman. And Dan, Farm Rescue, a lot of folks are familiar with it, I think especially across northwest Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. But talk a little bit, Dan, about what Farm Rescue is and what you guys do.
You bet. And thanks for having me, Leif. We really appreciate the opportunity to chat a little bit more about what we do at Farm Rescue. And that's to, again, provide planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm and ranch families that are going through, a major crisis, whether it be injury, illness, or natural disaster. And we do that through the work of an amazing family of volunteers and sponsors and donors. It's it's one of those things where it truly takes a village to make this all happen. We have just an incredible volunteer workforce that comes from across the country. I think 49 states at last count are represented in our family of volunteers, and they come to our service area, which is now up to 7 states. It's the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, as you mentioned, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. So we keep pretty busy, and we're getting busier, hoping to help more families along the way. But it's just an incredible organization and just incredible work that's being done, again, through just an amazing group of do-gooders, those that support us in the field and those that, help us raise money for equipment or maybe sponsor some equipment for us. John Deere has been an incredible supporter of ours over the years, both at the corporate level and the local dealership level. So just a lot of folks that believe in what we're doing and support us on an annual basis.
Are you able to tell me, Dan, how many families you guys are able to support and how that goes kind of every year?
Sure. And, we don't have a specific cutoff from year to year. It varies just, depending on what's going on. Like last year, as you probably remember, a pretty severe drought throughout a large portion of our service territory. So something that we don't do every year is, hay hauling. And so that's something that we've done on different occasions, whether it be drought. It started in 2017, I believe. Western Dakotas were in a severe drought, so we launched this Operation Haylift. And that was just to, again, haul hay to these families that were going through that real dry weather. It happened again in 2019 in Nebraska for catastrophic flooding. People lost a lot of their feed down there. So again, we're hauling hay from a lot of those folks that got support in the Dakotas in, 2 years prior. So it's a lot of people, especially in agriculture, just they want to return the favor and give back when they can. So it's incredible to see that again in our work, how many people that have been helped, but they want to pay that forward down the line. So with the hay hauling we did this last year, again, this past summer, we helped, again, this is planting, haying, harvesting, livestock feeding, and again, the hay hauling. This past year, we helped 120 families and actually hit another service milestone by helping our 800th family since our operations first began in 2006.
Wow, what a great story, and again, a great operation that you guys have running with Farm Rescue as we talk with Dan Erdman, Program Manager. And now we talk a little bit about Giving Hearts Day, which is coming up on Thursday. Talk a little bit about what folks can do, what Giving Hearts Day does to help Farm Rescue, as it does for many organizations.
Absolutely. This is it's an incredible day of, just generosity all around. I think all of the charitable organizations that participate in this, and I think I thought I saw some around 550 this year, different, charitable organizations that participate in Giving Hearts Day. But just the outpouring of support is incredible when you stop and think about this is just a single day of giving, and it's the largest single day of giving for our organization, and I think for a lot of the organizations that participate. So this is, it makes a world of difference for so many charities, so many nonprofits that are trying to do this incredible work. And as you know, it takes generosity, it takes funding to make those operations a success. So Giving Hearts Day has been an incredible boost to our operations, allowing us to serve a greater number of families in the year ahead. And I think it is a huge shot in the arm for all of the charities that participate.
And this goes back, Dan, to what you said a little bit ago about this funding helps with equipment. It helps get the things that folks in need from Farm Rescue.
Absolutely. Again, there's a lot of cost involved in what we're doing because we have our volunteers. They're responsible for getting themselves to our service territory, which is an incredible show of generosity on their part. But once they're here, we're kind of footing the bill, I guess, and with the help of our donors and business sponsors to help us carry out this mission. So moving that equipment across that 7-state area, paying for fuel, paying for food and lodging for all of the volunteers that are supporting this mission, it adds up real quick. But we're making, again, a world of difference for the farm families that are receiving that support. Again, we're trying to kind of just carry them through that hopefully short-term crisis and get them to the other end, get them to the next season, and keep them doing what they love to do long-term and keep that livelihood alive, hopefully for the next generation, because that's what it's all about, especially in farming and ranching. There's no, I think, greater source of pride for those folks than to be able to have something you can pass down to the next generation, and that's what we want to be there to do.
Now, Giving Hearts Day is just once a year, and you guys have other options, Dan, for folks. So if they have a little extra cash and they think, hey, I'd like to support Farm Rescue, or maybe there's other ways to support Farm Rescue, what are some of those options for us?
Absolutely. And like any charitable organization, any nonprofit, monetary donations are a huge part of what we do. So Giving Hearts Day is a tremendous boost to our services and to our operations. But you can give to Farm Rescue, any time of year. And all you need to know about Farm Rescue and, if you want to get involved through a donation, sign up to be a volunteer or refer a family that you know that could use our support. You can find it all on our website. That's farmrescue.org. Another option that we have going on right now is we have a capital campaign to raise funds for a tractor to pull a row crop planter. And this is going to be a 2-year campaign, so it's a pretty big undertaking, but we've seen incredible shows of generosity in previous campaigns, whether it be for a tractor or a combine. And what's cool about this is with a $500 donation, you can actually get your name on that tractor. We'll be adding decals for all the donors that help make that tractor possible. So there's a lot of different ways you can give. One of the best ways is just to support our general operations, which we talked about before. You can give in honor of someone or in memory of someone as well, just to recognize them in that donation that you're providing to Farm Rescue to help us further our mission. And again, it's all right there at farmrescue.org, anything you need to know about us.
Dan, is there anything that we've missed, something that you think folks need to know about Farm Rescue or the Giving Hearts Day or anything?
I guess, like I mentioned just briefly, is we rely very heavily on referrals from, whether it be spouses, friends, neighbors, relatives, and, people in the community that know of a family that's going through a tough time. Again, whether it be injury, illness, or natural disaster, kind of the three qualifiers for Farm Rescue assistance. We hear it a lot. It's not easy to ask for help. Farmers and ranchers especially are extremely proud people. And so a lot of times it is that neighbor, that person in the community that's, sending us an email, giving us a phone call, letting us know that this family is going through a tough time. So again, we're pulling up on spring season. If you know of a family that might need a little extra help with spring planting or any of the seasons ahead this coming year, keep Farm Rescue in mind. And again, anything you need to know about us or to refer that family, you can find it right there at farmrescue.org.
Dan Erdman, Program Manager with Farm Rescue. Dan, thank you so much for your time.
I much appreciate it, Leif. Thank you so much.